We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot in Masechet Bikurim, and we are up to the final Mishnah of the Masechet, Perek Dalet Mishnahe, which is also the final Mishnah of Seder Zeraim, Bezat Hashem. Let's learn the last Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Dalet Mishnahe, Eno Shave Lo La'Anashim Velo La'Anashim Ketzad. Talking about the androgynos, the androgen. He is not like men and not like women. In which way? En chayavim al tum'ato. One is not obligated to bring a korban on account of his tum'ah, which means, let's say, an androgynos became tameh for sure. We learned that if he has a white discharge, then he's tameh like a man. And if he has a red discharge from his body, then he's tameh like a woman. So in a case where, let's say, he has both discharge, a white and a red discharge, so then he's certainly tameh, right? So now normally when someone who's vadai tameh walks into the Beit HaMikdash, chas v'shalom, that's a big transgression, and he has to bring a korban to atone for that sin. However, in the case of the androgynous, even if he had both discharges and he accidentally entered the Beit HaMikdash, or he ate kadashim, he ate holy food from the korbanot, which a tamid person is not allowed to do, he is not obligated to bring a korban to atone for this sin. Because as the Gemara tells us, we learn from the pasuk that this korban is an obligation only on someone who is either definitely a male or definitely a female. But a droginus, whose tum'ah is based on him being possibly a male or possibly a female, he is not obligated in bringing a korban. So that's en chayavim al tum'ato. He's not obligated to bring a korban on account of his tum'ah. Ve'en sofim al tum'ato. And one does not burn truma on account of his tum'ah. Which means, if an androgynous who either had a white or a red discharge, which means he's now tameh misafek, and then he touched some truma, the truma is not burnt. Usually, truma that something tameh or somebody tameh touched has to be burnt, but not in this case, because in this case he's only tameh out of doubt, and tum'ah out of doubt, misafek, does not allow for us to burn the truma. Ve'eno ne'erach, and he is not to be the subject of a erech, a neder of erech, an erech vow. What is erech vow? A neder of erech is in which a person declares that he's going to give the erech, literally that means the value of a specific person, to the Beit HaMikdash. The Torah in Parashat Behar, rather in Parashat Bechukotai, gives us a fixed value for every person based on his age or gender. For example, the value, the erech of a man between 20 and 60 years old is 50 shkalim. That's what it says there in the Torah. So now, if a person says, Erko alai, the value of this person is upon me to give to the Beit HaMikdash, so then he has to give 50 shkalim. So now what we're learning in our Mishnah is, someone who declares that he's going to give the erech of an androgynous. In this case, he doesn't have to give anything, because the Torah there is referring only to definite males and definite females. This excludes the androgynous. So that's called eno ne'erach, locha anashim velocha anashim. He is not the subject of a neder of erech, of arachin, not like men and not like women. Ve'eno nimkar be'eved ivri, locha anashim velocha anashim. And unlike men and unlike women, he cannot be sold as a eved ivri, as a Hebrew servant. And additionally, ve'im amar hareni nazir she'en ze ish ve'isha. Let's say another case. If someone saw an androgynous walking by, and he said, I shall be a nazir, I accept upon myself to be a nazir, if this person is either not a woman or not a man. So then, Hare ze Nazir. In this case, he becomes a Nazir because one of these two options is certainly true. He's either not a man or he's not a woman. So when he says, Hare ni Nazir, I am a Nazir, she'en ze ish, that this is not a man, or I am a Nazir, that this is not a woman, which means he says it in a full sentence. He says, I am a Nazir if this person is either not a man or not a woman. Well, he's surely one of those two. He's either not a man or he's not a woman. So therefore, that is a valid vow of accepting a term of Nezirut. Now, up until now, all the Mishnayot in this Perek was going on the assumption that an androgynous is either a man or a woman. It's just that we don't know which one. But now the Mishnah is going to end off by giving us another opinion from a different Tana, from Rabbi Yossi, that he has a different opinion. He considers it possible that an androgynous is neither a man nor a woman, but he belongs to a category of his own. In fact, the Tana here is going to compare the androgynous with a tumtum. Tumtum literally means a hidden one. That means a person that was born with a thick membrane covering the reproductive organs. So it's impossible to tell whether he's a man or a woman. Today there is a special surgery that is done to uncover that and to find out. But in the olden days, that was considered dangerous to operate. And therefore, there was such a thing called a tumtum, someone who we don't know. Is he a man, is he a boy, or is he a girl? So Rabbi Yossi compares the halakha of androgynous to a tumtum. Rabbi Yossi omer, androgynous, biriya bifne atzma. The androgynous is a creature in his own right. He's his own kind. Ve'lo ichriu bo chachamim im ish im isha. And the chachamim did not decide whether we give him the status of a man or of a woman, which means there are three possibilities. The androgynous is either a man, or he's a woman, or he's a third type. He's a biriyah bifne atzma. He's neither a male nor a female. Aval tumtum enochen ela safek ish safek isha. Tumtum, however, is not like this. A tumtum is possibly a man or possibly a woman. But he's not a third type. He's not a min bifnat. He's not a biriyah bifnat sma, because a tumtum definitely has the organs of either a man or a woman. It's just that we can't tell because they are covered. Androgynous, however, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's possible that he's a biriyah bifnat sma. It could be he's a man. It could be he's a woman. Or it could be he's a third type, a type on his own. This is different than what Tanakama held up until now in our perek. Tanakama held that he's either a man or a woman. Rabbi Yossi holds that androgynous could be neither male nor female, but a distinct sort of on his own. One nafkamina would be between these two opinions of Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Let's say the last case that we spoke about, when a person says, I am a Nazir if this person is neither a man nor a woman. So according to Tanakama, he's definitely not a Nazir, because Tanakama holds that androgynous has to be either a man or a woman. So if he says, I'm a Nazir, if this person is neither a man nor a woman, well, then he's not a Nazir, because he's either one of them. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he would be a Nazir, misafek, because it's possible that he's neither a man nor a woman. Rather, he is a distinct type on his own. So that would be a nafkamina between the two. That is the final Mishnah of Masechet Bikurim and of Seder Zeraim. Hadran alach Seder Zeraim, Hadran alach Seder Zeraim, Hadran alach Seder Zeraim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us koach and life to continue to the next Seder, Seder Moed, and to continue on in our journey of Shisha Sidre Mishnah.